We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Monday to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs. We want to welcome you to the Refresh Radio broadcast brought to you by the Saints at Merit Assembly of God and our friends and partners. If you have been listening to the radio broadcast, it's been a blessing to you and would like to partner with us. We would be more than thankful for that. We love hearing from people. Right now, anybody who sends in a donation to 165 North Grove Street as part of the Refresh Radio broadcast, we've got a small token of our appreciation that we would like to send to you just to say thank you for that. It's not extravagant or anything. It's simply a coffee mug, and it says Merit Assembly of God Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs on there. And if you are listening to this of a morning and are drinking a cup of coffee on your way to work, it would be a great way for you to remember to pray for us. We invite you and welcome you to pray for us as we are continuing to press into the presence of God and listen for His voice. What God would you have us to do? And, that we could be obedient in that. So we want to thank you for listening. From our congregation, the business that we'd like to make mention of today is Jits Concrete. Jits Concrete, 536-5804, 536-5804. If you need any concrete work, any block work, any stone work that's done, they can help you out with any of that. And you can reach them at 536-5804. Ask for Greg and tell him that you heard about him on the Refresh Radio broadcast, and they will take care of you. We do want to mention to you this coming week, we have our vintage service Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. We also have our kids ministry Wednesday night at 6:30. We would love to have you be a part of that. And then coming up this Friday night is our Night of Honor prayer meeting. We do that every good Friday. It starts at 10 p.m., goes till 6 a.m., and God has given us the direction for how that prayer meeting should go. And so we are going to be praying. If you can come for some, come for part, come for all, we would welcome you. I do need to let you know that, when the biggest group of people call it a night and they head out, we do lock the doors, and that is to keep any unwanted surprises out. But if you show up and knock on the window, we can make that access available to you to come in and press into the presence of God. So that will be Friday night, 10 p.m. till Saturday morning at 6 a.m. We would love to have you be a part of that. So during the month of March here, we have been talking about God transforming each and every one of us. Each one of us without Jesus living in our heart we have a void, we have an emptiness, we have a longing unfulfilled inside of us. And so we started off talking about that sinkhole type aspect of our life and how it just consumes everything and it's never satisfied. And then we have gone on and talked about how Jesus transforms that. He gets all the way down to a foundational material and then He builds a foundation. And for the past several broadcasts, we have been talking about Him transforming that skyscraper or that sinkhole into a skyscraper, into a trophy of His grace. And we've talked about some of the challenges that when they were building actual physical skyscrapers that they had to overcome. One of them was a faulty foundation. One of them was that in order for it to reach the altitudes that they wanted to reach, that it would restrict the amount of square footage. There would be no room for any functioning people inside of that. You know, and sometimes whenever we develop that monastery mindset, you know, people tend to want to shut themselves in and isolate themselves from the world around them. And so God isn't looking for that. He's looking to create in us a strength that can sustain, and as well as make room for people. We're looking for to be developed into people who can reach in, you know, can have access to heaven and yet still maintain a connection with the people here on earth that Jesus died to save. We are here to connect them. We are a royal priesthood. A priesthood was a mediator between the people that God wanted to dwell in the midst of and God himself. One of the other challenges was to make sure that there was enough access to light that it would penetrate the entire structure. God does not just want to penetrate your spiritual life. He wants his word and the presence of Jesus Christ to penetrate throughout your entire being. One of the other challenges that they ran into was how long it takes to build such structures. And, you know, in Jesus' time, I think that the time frame that they said was it had taken them 43 years to build the temple in which Jesus came and worshiped. And Jesus said, you know, if you tear this temple down, now he was referring to his body. He said, in 3 days, I'm going to raise it up again. God can do more in an instant than you and I can in a lifetime. We need to realize, though, that it is time to quit procrastinating, that it is later than we think, and allow God to build us up into the people of God and the men and the women of God that he wants us to be. The other thing was that the higher in altitude that they went, the greater the winds of adversity were, and those could actually topple the building because of the high velocity of the winds. And so we need to be formed and fashioned by God so that the atmosphere that he places us in, that instead of it destroying us, that we actually alter its course. And so we've talked about that. We also talked last week about earthquakes and, you know, the troubles and the trials that can come along. And so not only do we have to be strong in our relationship with God, he wants us to be men and women of strength, but we also need to be flexible. We need to be gracious with people. We need to allow God time in to develop them the same way that it has taken him time to develop us. So today we're going to look at one last that threat that had to be overcome, and that was a threat that really manifested in its fullness on September the 11th, 2001. And on that day, there were people who thought that was the end of skyscrapers, that when the two planes slammed into the Twin Towers and there was another one that impacted the Pentagon and one that was overcome in a Pennsylvania field, that threat to terrorism, that there wasn't a way to get people out in a safe manner. And I just want to take you this morning to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 7. And it says in verse number 6, "Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, but of power and of love and a sound mind." Fear is a paralyzing force. It will try to inhibit you and I from striving to do anything for God. There, one of the fears is the fear of failure. Also, people generally like for other people to like them. It is a mindset of maturity where you develop that mindset that said, you know what, like the disciples said when they were on trial, whether it is right to please you or to please God, you have to decide. But as for us, we have already made the decision, and that is we are going to please God. And we're not trying to be ugly about this situation here, but if you try and compel us to do things or to not do things that would violate what God has instructed us to do, then we are going to have to choose to do what God has said. You know, it's interesting. The disciples faced the opposite temptation of what Daniel had. Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were going to be compelled to eat things that God had told them not to eat. Now, it doesn't go into a full disclosure there, but of what they were going to be asked to do. But they said, you know what? We are not going to be able to eat that because our God that we're in covenant with has commanded us not to eat those things. And so they said, test us for 10 days. And if we, you know, feed us what we're asking for, and if we don't look better than or as good as the rest of the people, then, you know, we'll consider the test over. But at the end of the 10 days, they looked better than the rest of the people. And so the chief steward who had taken this test at the risk of his own life, it literally said the king would have his head. He then went ahead and said, you know what, y'all are looking better in appearance than what the rest of this group is. And so we will go ahead and try things your way. So they were being asked to do something that was in violation to what God had told them to do. In the New Testament, the disciples were being commanded not to preach in the name of Jesus. They were being commanded not to do what God had told them to do. And they came to the same conclusion. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had been commanded to bend their knee, bow their knee, and they refused. Daniel was told not to pray. And he said, you know what? I'm going to pray anyway. So whether it is being, you know, whether we are in a society right now that is asking us to do things that are contrary to the word of God, or they're trying to compel us not to do what God has commanded us to do, then we need to thank God that he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Listen, it is a three-pronged gift, if I can share it there, that is designed to impact your spirit. It is a spirit, not of fear, but of power, okay? It is a spirit of power. It is also a spirit of love. It is not power without love. It's not love without power. It is power and love and a sound mind. So many times we allow worry to come in, anxiety to come in and take over, literally hijack. You know, if I was to use a modern computer term, we allow worry and fear and anxiety to hack our mind and take over control of our mind to where pretty soon we're thinking irrational things. We're thinking things that don't line up with the word of God. And so that is not what we are supposed to do. And so I want to thank God today that he has given us a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. So you and I do not have to be afraid of the enemy. In the New Testament, it says that perfect love casts out all fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. And so today, what I want to challenge you to do is to grow in the perfect love of God. And as we do, you need to be aware that as you strive to grow, that Satan is not going to like that. He is going to want to come and hinder you from growing in your relationship with God. You see, maturing saints, people who are growing in their faith, they are a threat to the kingdom of darkness. I'll say that again. They are a threat to the kingdom of darkness. And so as he does, what Satan does is when that threat begins to emerge, he wants to do away with it right away. In the parable of the sower, it says that when the word is sown, that first place that if it lands on the hard path, that immediately the birds of the air come and snatch that away. You know why? Satan would come and try and steal the word from your heart and from my life, because he knows that if that word penetrates, and the word is able, it is quick, it is powerful, it is able to divide asunder between soul and spirit, it is alive. It is able to affect the joints and the marrow. The word of God will affect you body, soul, mind, will, emotion, spirit. It will affect your marriage, your relationships. It'll affect your peace and your joy. It'll cause you to be a better employee than you've ever been. It'll cause you to be a better boss than you've ever been before. And so what does the enemy do when that word is sown? He comes to try and steal that word. I pray that you have developed a mindset where the word of God is a treasure in your life. Oh, the word of God is saying, you know what, God? That you gave me that word for a reason. You gave me that word for a reason. And so I'm going to hold on to it. I'm going to plant it in my heart so that I don't sin against you. I'm going to allow it to take root. I'm going to move everything out of the way so that the roots can penetrate down into the very core of my being. Now, in all reality, most people do not relish the thought of persecution or being attacked. There is a reason why they are called terrorists in 2015. What they do is they try and instill terror. Can I point out something to you? And that is that that plane that crashed in Pennsylvania, that the people on that, when they heard what the outcome of the other planes had been, and the hijackers at that point in time, to the best of our knowledge, were only armed with box cutters, that they what they did was that they originally paralyzed the entire plane simply with a box cutter. If you don't do what we say, we are going to cut you. But when those people realized what the outcome was going to be, they realized that the terror of the box cutter was not as great as the terror of the outcome would be if they just appeased. And so I forget the man's name, who, when he got off of the phone with his wife, he said, "Let's roll." And it didn't matter whether the plane went down or not. They knew that there were lives that they had to save. And eventually, you know, the plane did crash and they perished. But, you know, I commend those people because they allowed a holy boldness and a courage to come up and overpower that terrorism that tried to paralyze them, and that fear was designed to cause them to just sit passively and await their demise. I encourage you today to rise up in faith and say, "God, I you know, whether you're 50, 60, 70, whether you're 40, 30, 20, 10, I encourage you today, rise up in faith and say, God, I will rise up in faith. I will seize this day that you have given to me. I will live it to the full. Today is the day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." What I am talking to you today is not theory. It is very, very real in my life. You see, when I was a boy, I was so very afraid of rejection that I just wouldn't hardly do anything. You know, if just something stupid like asking a girl to go to the school carnival, you know, I wouldn't do that because I was afraid she would say no. And if she said no, you know, it would just be horrible. Well, you know what? I very rarely see any of those people that I was so terrified of back in that day. I remain friends with most of them. And somebody asked me one time if I have any regrets, and I do have regrets. I have regrets that I waited so long to grow and to mature and get over that fear of rejection and become the man of God that God created me to be. So I went on, I spent 11 years in retail, as it may actually be closer to 12 years in retail by the time it was all said and done. But what I discovered in retail was that I faced rejection every day. And every day I went home to my wife, and every day God was there for me. Every day God provided for our needs. There was not a time. Now, listen, there were times when we ate a whole lot of spaghetti and a whole lot of chicken leg quarters because that was the cheapest meat that we could find. And there was a lot of pinto beans and things like that. There were some lean times, but there were some really abundant times. God proved himself faithful all of those years. And, you know, that helped me to get over my fear of rejection. You know what? That was absolutely essential. It was essential for me to grow into my destiny now to get over my fear of rejection that had paralyzed me for decades. In fact, you know, I've talked on this broadcast before about my senior year of high school, went for a scholarship interview, and the lady that was interviewing me, one of them said, "Well, what are you doing now to pursue the call of God on your life?" And the answer was blah, 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 blah. And you know what? That day, in fact, when I was on my way over here this morning, this was my prayer. I prayed this before I came. God, I don't just want to give a teaching today. I don't just want to communicate truth across the airwaves. Today, God, I want it to be a breakthrough in someone's life. I pray that the fear of failure would end, that the reign of fear in someone's life would come to an end today. And fear came to an end in my life that day. And what I did is I went home and I took action steps. I took action steps. If you are going to mature in your walk with God, first of all, walking is an action. It involves that you are in unity, spirit, soul, and body to move forward in a different direction. You know, that's what repentance is. It's a 180-degree turn. It is, instead of running away from God, you run to him. And I personally have a belief that however fast you ran away from God, that you need to run even faster to him. I believe that when you turn around, that you can't turn around and just saunter back to God. I believe that it needs to be a wholehearted pursuit where you are using everything within you. I encourage you today to take those action steps. For me, that action step was, okay, I'm going to apply to Bible school today. Up until that time. See, I had a master's degree in procrastination long before I graduated from high school. And so that day I said, I should have already been applying to colleges, but I hadn't. And so that day I went and I applied at Oral Roberts University. And a few weeks later, I got my acceptance letter. That same day that interview happened, I went home and I went to church. I can tell you what day it was. It was a Wednesday. That night we had youth group. And so when I showed up for church that night, I had the application to go with the youth group on a missions trip. And so I went on a missions trip. And to prepare for that missions trip, there were verses that you needed to memorize. There was going to be opportunities to share the gospel. There was opportunities to work. There was opportunities to fellowship. And all of that took place because someone challenged me and said, overcome your fears and just go ahead and pursue it. Now, you know what? Through the years, there were a lot of times where I applied for ministry positions in churches, especially after my wife and I first got married. We sent out like 200 resumes and we got virtually no response. And you know what we did? We kept on serving and we kept on praying and asking God, what is your purpose in my life? I wasn't going to let rejection, I wasn't going to let disappointment hinder me from growing. And you know what? I'm still striving to grow. Yesterday, I did a whole lot of research because I want to grow. Last night, we had our annual business meeting where we are celebrating everything that God did last year, but that doesn't mean that we've reached our ceiling. One of the things that I discovered when they were building a very, very tall skyscraper, that when they build one ceiling, that they use that to be the floor for them to go to even greater heights. Everything has a design. God has a design for your life, and the enemy would try and hinder you from cooperating with him. And so today, whether it's going to Bible school, whether it's sharing the love of Jesus with a neighbor or a coworker, let me assure you that the greatest men and women in the Word of God know exactly what you are going through if you come under attack. You see, Job was one of those that came under attack because God was bragging on him. I want God to brag on me, and if that results in me being attacked, you know what it's going. What it resulted in Job, it resulted in something coming out of his heart that he didn't even know it was there, and God ended up dealing with that. Paul, when he was still Saul, he headed off for Damascus as a persecutor of the church, had an encounter with God on the road to Damascus, became a Christian while in Damascus, and before he ever left the city, they were already trying to kill him. And yet, God made a way of escape, and in the process, what God developed over the next 14 years and the next several years of ministry was a man who unashamedly and without fear proclaimed the news of the gospel. One time they left Paul alone in the city of Athens because he had come under such persecution where he'd been before. They said, "Paul, just stay here. We will be back." And while he was there, he ended up engaging the intellectual elite throughout the community in a dialogue and began to preach a phenomenal sermon. Now, you know, I'm not saying here that to say that, you know what, we're looking forward to persecution or anything like that, but I can tell you this, the enemy only strikes out at people that he wants to hinder from achieving their destiny. And I know this, that the God who saved you is the God who equips you for every good work in Christ Jesus. Today, allow God to overcome that spirit of fear. May his perfect love cast out fear, and may the spirit of power and love and a sound mind that he's given you be yours on this Monday. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray that every man and every woman that's listening, God, that right now that the spirit of fear would lose their grip on their life. Father, I pray instead that they would realize that the God inside of them is greater than he that is in the world. I pray, God, that you would equip them with an unconditional love, a compassion that would move them to action. God, I pray that you would give them a sound mind that would be able to overpower any worry, fear, or anxiety. And God, we will give you the glory and the praise for everything you build us into. In Jesus' name, we'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless.
And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would